Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Football is in the air, and this is another AWOD on the show, a special edition, as we are in the sun, live from Commanders Park here in Ashburn, Virginia. We parked on Coach Joe Gibbs Drive to walk into this facility. Awesome to get back here to Ashburn to watch practice and really report back to you on what we're getting to see here as the Commanders put the pads on for training camp today. It's AWOD on the road, live from Washington Commanders training camp, as we will bring you closer to the action all week long. We'll be back here tomorrow as well with special guests joining us today, reporters on site. And really, what I love to do is give you guys the eye test, watching practice in the heat. I was here yesterday as well for about 3 hours watching everything out there. The eye test, who stands out from yesterday and today's action at training camp in Ashburn. But we are here live and local on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And when we were here yesterday, the big news broke. Terry McLaurin's here. He's in the building. The holdout is over. It's now considered a hold-in. And in my mind, that is very good news. We'll get into that a little bit later on the show, but we wanted to check in with the boys behind the glass. Good morning, Stubb. How are you? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm doing good. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen you, as I went straight from Charleston to Charlotte to here in Ashburn, if we continue our road shows here live from Commanders Training Camp, AWOD on the road. And we'll get into Terry McLaurin a little bit later. But it was cool to be here. So good morning, Stubb. Good morning, Biff. Good morning, Richmond. Welcome to Commanders Training Camp.
Yeah, Adam. Welcome, man.
That was Dan Quinn when I spoke with him this morning at the press conference. So we'll bring you the audio from Dan Quinn, my notes from training camp, as well as awesome conversations with wide receiver Luke McCaffrey, offensive lineman Brandon Coleman, and new kicker Matt Gay. Also, Santana Most was here in attendance. He was here yesterday as it was announced he will be added into the Ring of Fame, the Ring of Honor at the Washington Commanders Stadium. And so we'll hear from Santana, who told everybody a little story about one of my favorite games of my lifetime, the Monday Night Miracle against the Dallas Cowboys. But of course, Terry McLaurin's in the building, so that's the big story yesterday and today. But I asked Dan Quinn about the wide receiver room for the Washington Commanders. Let's take a listen.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Adam Epstein, 910 The Fan. Given the news yesterday with Terry in the building, is this the wide receiver room that you envision as a championship caliber wide receiver room?
Yeah, Adam, welcome, man. Honestly, man, we just want to really hit to our standards. We do like this room a lot. But as far as, you know, where we're headed, we just kind of put it into small spaces and we're putting guys in different spots and what they can do. It's been good to see in this already, you know, 4-day blocks, like Lane has jumped out to me. You know, okay, you're finding out certain routes by certain players really matter. And so Zach's kind of one of the great examples of that, where he's so crafty to get open. These are the routes that him and Jaden have this connection just like that. That happens in these times, you know. Okay, that route, let's feature him again. That route, let's feature him again. So the connection between quarterbacks, receivers, tight ends, depths, timing, their speeds, this is where it goes down. And out on the field is where that happens. So, yeah, we're excited, man, about the group, what they're adding. It's a pretty deep crew, you know, like coming back to see in the offseason KJ Osborne and, like, the speed. He didn't need that time when he got dropped in towards the end of the season. And how do we fit him? Like, it feels different going through an entire offseason program with somebody. So there's a lot of advantages for that.
We're going to focus in on this wide receiver room today on A-Wide Radio. I do feel like even though Terry McLaurin's not out there practicing, there's a lot more talent at the wide receiver position than there was last year or previous years under previous regimes. And so Dan Quinn talked about the group that he has at wide receiver right now, but he also gave us an update on Terry McLaurin, who is on the physically unable to perform list, which means he will not be fined $50,000 a day, which means the holdout has ended. It is now considered a hold-in. You know, I wish we had great news to tell you, like, oh yeah, Terry McLaurin showed up yesterday, and today he's signing a contract with the Commanders. That's not the case. And in fact, the two sides aren't very close from what reports I've read. There's not much going on right now. It's great news that he's in the building. His agent is here. When your agent's here, you assume that he's probably talking with Adam Peters, who was here as well, and of course out on the field watching training camp earlier today and yesterday as well, with Brian Baldinger from NFL Network, ESPN. I mean, I think that was the big part of why something happened with Terry yesterday, was it was perfect for SportsCenter. Stop SportsCenter's broadcasting live Sunday morning Commanders training camp, 7:30 a.m. Breaking news from Adam Schefter. Terry McLaurin seen at the facilities. Breaking news from Adam Schefter. The holdout is over. It's now a hold-in. And here is Dan Quinn telling the audience about this injury that Terry McLaurin has with his ankle.
Yeah, so Terry, good news. Very good news. Terry reported yesterday he'll start training camp on PUP with an ankle injury. And Adam and his team still, you know, working with Terry, you know, regarding contract stuff. But PUP, start, you know, working some rehab, you know, with training staff, with medical staff, and then we'll build him back up.
What's the injury?
He had an ankle at the end of last season.
Okay.
So it's just kind of, that's not that uncommon, where sometimes it lingers, you know, into the off season, into training camp. So that's where it's at.
So it's an ankle injury from January. An ankle injury from January. For a guy that is in the best shape of his life, a guy that puts everything on the line for this team, if there was a game to be played, Terry McLaurin would play. If there was maybe even a preseason game, Terry McLaurin would play. In my mind, the ankle injury is just kind of an excuse for, hey, he's in the building, we're still working on something. We're not going to fine him $50,000 a day. That's part of the new CBA. If he's holding out, you have to fine him. Well, how do you find some wiggle room around that? You get him in the building. See, he has an ankle injury from the end of last season, and he's on the PUP list. Now, here's what I will say. I do remember, significantly, there was some kind of injury he was dealing with in the postseason, but it didn't affect him against the Detroit Lions. And he looked pretty damn good against the Bucks and the Philadelphia Eagles as well. So, you know, if you're worried, like, is this an injury that would affect him this season? In my mind, I say absolutely no. It's just something that can prevent him from being on the field, because you can't be on the field if you're negotiating a new contract. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. AWOD on the road, live from Commanders training camp in Ashburn, Virginia. So we were here yesterday as well. I'll give you my thoughts on yesterday at training camp. But Jaden Daniels went on a national network, as I told you, NFL Network and ESPN were here broadcasting live, and he had this to say about getting better.
I just think that's just who I am as a person, and I want to be the best version of myself. When it's all said and done, I want to have no regrets in my career with football. So wherever God takes me, And how I end up with this game is how he does. But I want to look back at the end of my career and say, man, I gave it my all.
The big story on Sunday, in my mind, was Jaden Daniels and his touchdown pass on a fourth down play, 30-yard bomb to the back of the end zone to Jalen Lane. But maybe even cooler than that was after that play, he's standing in the end zone watching the backups. And the backup quarterback, Sam Hartman, throws a deep ball to Michael Strachman, who mosses a receiver in the back of the end zone. Touchdown. It was Jaden Daniels that started the festivities of everybody jumping on Strachman with fans in attendance. I mean, Jaden right in front of the fan base there, getting everybody fired up. It's just kind of another window into who he is as a teammate. He doesn't need to be the guy making the play to be super excited about a play being made. And I believe this team is filled with playmakers on the roster this year, especially compared to last year, which was just Dan Quinn's first year, the start of the Dan Quinn era. So we are live and local here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, AWOT on the road, live from training camp with a ton of great conversations to bring you on the show today. We'll sit down with reporter Chris Russell, Scott Abraham, and Michael Phillips. Interviews with Commanders Luke McCaffrey, Brandon Coleman, Ja'Cory Brooks, as well as new kicker Matt Gay. And I'll give you my notes on today's practice, live and local on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, broadcasting live from training camp as Michael Phillips and I have decided to do a little sidelines crosstalk here. So let me paint a picture right now. Behind us is all four of the quarterbacks, tight ends, and wide receivers working on a red zone drill as Michael joins us right now. Your observations?
A tight end is an interesting room to me. Obviously, it's Zach Ertz's job, but I think we're all watching. What will John Bates's role be? John Bates was so important last year in providing that extra blocker because they didn't have enough on the offensive line. Well, they got enough on the offensive line this year, right? They added two mega additions in the offensive line. You've got a lot of the guys coming back. You've got depth there. Do you need as much John Bates? But also, you got Jaden Daniels. teams are going to try to find new ways to blitz him. I think we're all watching Ben Sinnott. Is there a year two jump? I'd like to tell you I'm seeing it. It's too early to tell you if I'm seeing it or not. I think it's a fascinating position, though, as we get started.
Michael Phillips with us here for a little crosstalk on AWOD Radio. So as we stand here in the end zone, they have the new bleachers behind us, part of the enhanced fan experience that Josh Harris and his ownership group have brought to training camp. Now, we were here last year. I was here last year.
Yep.
Michael got sick. but you were supposed to be here. And they had the fans over there.
Yep.
You can see there's a couple thousand probably more here today filled behind you. How cool is that?
I love the collaboration, too, between the front office and the coaches, which, you know, in some teams there's tension there. There's tension between, you know, oh, are we going to do what makes the most money or are we going to do what's best for the players? I love that it's happening both ways here. So they went to Dan Quinn and they said, can we run these drills, what we're watching right now, throw and fade routes to the receivers with Jaden Daniels in front of the most possible fans? And Dan, sure, you know, he scripted the practice so that the most exciting things are happening right here in front of 6,000 people. Other side around, Dan Quinn went to Mark Krause, the team president, the other day and said, hey, it's really hot. The guys are sweating out there. Is there any way we can move practice from 10 to 8?
Yeah.
And certainly there are some front office types that would say, no, we've told the fans 10, we sold tickets for 10, you know, you go practice at 10. His first reaction was, if that's what's best for the players, we're going to find a way to make it work. And they spent all night reaching out to these 6,000 fans, letting them know, making sure they knew where they could be, when they could be there, when things were going to happen. It's that level of collaboration, like the little things that make a huge difference in how the franchise is perceived.
That's the level of journalism that Michael Phillips brings on MP on the mic, because
yes,
that's great insight right there. That shows you the commitment from the top down to this being a winning organization, a change from the past. But you're right. I mean, now, the team's so good. Of course, fans, 2 hours earlier, I don't care. I mean, I was here yesterday at 6:15, and there was a line of people ready to get in. Same thing again.
The highway's backed up out there, and not just because it's Northern Virginia, but because people are coming to watch this team and get excited about this team.
Yep. So I just saw Jaden Daniels throw a little touchdown pass to Deebo Samuel, about a five-yard inside, then he cuts back outside route here as they're working on red zone drills. And look, this is a situation this season where they're going to need to get this close and then turn it into 7 points as KJ Osborne makes a one-handed snag right in front of us.
Oh, man, it looked like the glove had glue on. The ball just stuck right in there. Here's the thing. Like, when you're this close to the greatest athletes in the world, you appreciate, Adam, they're a different species than us.
Yeah.
Like, if you throw me a pass right now, like, I couldn't palm catch it. Like, you can give me the stickiest glove in the world. I could get my hand around an NFL football. He just casually reaches up one hand, like, I'm going to catch that now and secure it, and nobody's going to be able to knock it loose. The speed, when you watch the old linemen run and you feel it, man, like there's nothing like being close, this close, to some of the world's greatest athletes.
Yeah, a few guys that have popped to me in those drills we just watched right there. I have to start with KJ Osborne and that catch, but Jalen Lane, his cuts in and out of the break. I do feel like Luke McCaffrey is faster than maybe what people have given him credit for. He's really quick around the field. And Zach Ertz just never drops the ball.
He does. We're going to walk while we talk here, because I think they're coming down to do some red zone work down here, or maybe they're taking a break to do special teams. We'll find out. McCaffrey's an interesting one. You know, he's got the raw skills. He didn't put it together last year. Will he put it together this year? I'm curious. I think we're moving into a special teams period. Your guy Matt Gay, who I know we're going to hear from today on AWOD Radio, which I'm excited about. I think that there's a lot of excitement around what McCaffrey could be, but there's a lot of pressure too. 2 years is a long time in the NFL. He's got to show out in this year's preseason. He's got to show out in this year's camp. They don't give you forever, no matter what your last name is.
Yeah, and we talked about this on your show. There's so much competition in this wide receiver room, more competition than we've had here in the last 5 or 6 years. I think you'd probably have to go back to the Gruden era to find this level of competition in the wide receiver room, and that is without Terry McLaurin being here. He is holding in, so it's better than a holdout, but he's not on the field. So right now, you're looking at Deebo, you're looking at Noah Brown, Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey. Given the fact that Terry is going to take one of those spots, everybody else is competing for one wide receiver spot and maybe special teams.
Does it surprise you at all? So there's no movement on the Terry thing there. Everybody's very adamant about that. Yes, he's back, but we're not close. Does it surprise you he hasn't even kind of mentioned wanting a trade? Like, he's really just been adamant. He just wants to work it out here and be here.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. And I think that's the guy who he is. You know, like, he wants to play here. He's committed to Washington. That's part of why he came in yesterday. And now he's not going to be fined $50,000 a day. And so that, I do think that's a great step forward. Even though, you know, we've heard behind the scenes they're not really close, the two sides, on getting a contract. A hold-in, 1,000 times better than a hold-out, in my opinion.
Well, he's in the building. He's seeing everybody. He's imparting his wisdom on these young receivers, too. The meetings flow like they're going to flow, so that part's great. You know, we're walking down here now. They're doing a little goal line work, a little red zone work. Jaden Daniels is in right now. You see Debo out there. Zach Ertz out wide as well. I think Ertz is probably a key player on this year's team. He was a great get, being able to bring Zach Ertz back, bring that experience back, bring back a guy who, when you're playing Philly twice in the last 3 weeks, is going to be at his best and at his most motivated. I'm really excited for that.
So I told my audience I would be focusing in on the offensive line today. And outside of the obvious of how massive they look when you're actually in person and standing, you know, 15 feet away from them, what were some of your takeaways? Brandon Coleman coming back for year two. You get to see rookie Josh Connerly and Laremy Tunsil, LT, just so big.
Oh, he's so big. And you got Sam Cosmi over there on the side field working out. You know, as they line up here, watching Coleman at left guard, it feels like this, you know, he's going to be a sleeper pick for somebody who's really good at that. You think about how good he was at left tackle as a rookie in the NFL, as a guy who most scouts said couldn't play left tackle. And we've got some red zone work happening.
So Jaden Daniels just found Debo Samuel in the corner of the end zone. He bobbled it, caught it, got both feet in my opinion.
That was a touchdown. Yeah, he got the foot, got the second foot drag there, and you know, he didn't have the push. In a real game, somebody's going to be pushing him out of bounds. But I love how he got the second foot down and dragged it, and Jaden running over to dap his guy up there. That'll end the time for the first teamers here as we go to the second team. On the offensive line, I think Coleman at left guard is just a sneaky great upgrade, where you've got a guy who had left tackle caliber talent, and you're finding a way to keep him in the lineup.
So speaking of Debo Samuel, who just made that play there, I feel like the Commanders got a special one. From what I've seen already, he is in great shape. He is working out with his teammates. Does feel like he's gelling with this group. He brings a different element to the wide receiver room. I thought it was awesome. Dan Quinn talked about how Debo finishes plays. And then he can turn a play, it could have been a second and one, into just a first and 10. Because it's so hard to bring him down. And those are the little things that stack up.
Do you think that's any part of the Terry discussion? Is the thought that maybe Debo's going to be so good this year, you want to pay him as your number one, and you're scared to pay two number ones? I think that if he plays well this year, I do think they're going to want to find a way to keep him around. I think you've got room for both, especially with Jaden Daniels on the rookie contract. I think you can make both work.
It's a conversation that you would like to have, because that means it worked out very well with Debo Samuel. My take has always been, the best case scenario for the team business-wise is Terry plays on this deal. Debo plays on this deal.
Oh, sure.
At the end of the season, you figure out
who's
your guy. But if you pay Terry now, well, then you're right. You might not be able to keep Debo Samuel, and he could have 8 touchdowns and 1,000 yards.
Yeah, it's a risk you got to take, though. I've been on Terry's side from day one, and I'm staying on Terry's side here on day whatever this is of the whole day. He's such an integral part of who this team is, and he's such an integral part of, you know, what it means to be part of this franchise and be part of this community. I'd be really surprised otherwise.
I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan, joined by Michael Phillips as we are standing here sidelines at the Commanders training camp. One last thing from you here about the fans. I mean, it's just the amount of people here in attendance. You know, this is what happens when you have a good football team, and you've been covering this team for a long time. It is so cool to see how excited this fan base is for an upcoming season.
We've been to some sparsely attended training camp practices in Richmond. You remember some of those where it was hot and there were, you know, a couple hundred people out there watching. That's not the case right now. There's a ton of energy around this team, and I think, you know, as the stadium thing gets done this week, you know, potentially on Friday, there's going to be momentum around that. And I think people are, you know, people who were out are slowly dipping their toe back in. All right, I love what I saw year one. I love what I see out of new ownership, you know, which has now been in place. This is year three for new ownership. All right, can I be a fan without getting burned? Can I trust again? Can I love again? And you know, I think they're putting on a great show for these guys out here, and they're showing them that we're committed to bringing you back into the fold, which I love to see.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Adam Epstein here for 910 The Fan, broadcasting live from Washington Commanders training camp here in Ashburn. Joining us right now, special guest wide receiver for the Commanders, Luke McCaffrey. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. So what a workout today. Look at you, drenched in sweat. What would you say is like your reaction to today's practice?
I think it's a lot of fun just going out there competing. We got a great squad, good brotherhood, and it's just fun every day to go out and compete on the field with these guys.
Absolutely, and you could feel the fan energy today with so many of them in the building. You know, different than a normal training camp day with so many people here, the bleachers are filled. How does that kind of go through your mind as you're running through your routes and stuff?
It's awesome. Shows the support of the community, and I think that's so special, so great. So grateful, so thankful. Sorry, winded here, ran up the hill. But
I love it.
Just grateful, thankful for the entire community, especially those people who came out today to support the entire city of D.C. and the whole DMV.
So you were here last year, and you accomplished something last year that a lot of people watching training camp didn't expect. Is there a different energy coming into this year's training camp?
I think at the end of the day, it still just comes down to competing every single day. You know, making the plays that you need to make and competing against the talented guys that we have on this roster. I think that's just the way to continue to get better, continue to grow, and to shape the culture and community.
What can you build off of what you did individually last season?
I think just honing into every single play, honing into the competition and the dedication it takes every single play to just focus, to get better, and to learn something on every play.
What about your skill set separates you from the other receivers in this room?
I think there's a lot. It's a lot more complex. I know a lot of times you can put guys in boxes, but I'm just trying to get better at everything, trying to compete every play, take advantage of the opportunities when they get there, and go from there.
Joined by Commanders wide receiver Luke McCaffrey, entering year two here. Can you kind of walk my audience back to Pee Wee football? Were you always a quarterback? Did you play multiple positions? Like, at what point did you kind of fully transition and everything?
Yeah, I always played a little bit of a bunch of positions. I was lucky enough, I got three older brothers, so we're in the backyard playing every position, every sport. And I had a lot of fun doing that. I mean, when I got to high school, same sort of thing. My brother's 2 years older. He played quarterback, so it was a lot of fun to play some other positions while he was at the helm. And then 3 years into college, I fully made that switch of, hey, done with the whole quarterback world. And I've had such a blast since. It's just been fun, just been a cool journey and you know, time since then.
When you look around the guys that you have in the wide receiver room, does it feel like, hey, this is the talent here that can contend for a championship in terms of the guys that Jaden will be thrown to?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. It's the highest competition you can have in the sport. And I think it's just a blast to be able to come out here, be able to compete. And when we get on the practice field, I think we're competing against, you know, the best at every position, because that's the play you got. So I think we're having a lot of fun out here competing, having fun.
I saw there was a moment today where it looked like you took a knock and went to the sideline for a second. Can you walk me through what was going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it's football, so collisions are going to happen. But I think, you know, just going through again one play at a time. We'll have to see it in film, see what happened, and go from there.
From the first week of training camp here, how have you guys gelled as a unit?
It's been cool. It's been cool to have a lot of guys come back, especially a lot of the vets. And so I think the guys that kind of shaped our culture, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, and some guys like that are coming back and being able to help just set that culture, set that standard. And it's been fun to learn from them and then to kind of become part of that veteran group now that I'm not a rookie. And so it's been a lot of fun. I think that has helped us gel. And then a lot of rookies have come in and done well and brought great energy.
Luke McCaffrey with us here. So you mentioned the standard you set, and it feels like everybody's mentioned that. I mean, what you accomplished last year, 12 wins, then you do it in the postseason to prove it's not a fluke. In your mind, how do you explain the standard that you've set from last season?
I think, again, it just comes down to one play at a time. You can't go much further than that. It's winning the rep that you have, winning the play that you have, and then stacking those reps and stacking those wins together. So I think when you start looking at the big picture, that's for the media, that's for the fans, and it's a lot of fun to do that. But as a player and as somebody within the organization, it just comes down to one rep and one play at a time.
Luke, I want to go back to last season. I fell in love with you when I heard the story that you were showing up as early as Jaden was, right? Uh-huh. So how has that process evolved of getting up early, getting here, and working with QB1?
It's been a lot of fun getting with him. You know, he's so talented, but just to be able to get the confidence from him, to be able to get some more rhythm, some more timing with him in this offseason, has been so much fun. You know, you have a couple extra months that, you know, you go – he spends in California training, and you know, I gotta be lucky enough to join him for a couple of those sessions, but then just to keep growing and to keep building that relationship.
How much do you ramp it up here over the next few weeks before you get to one of those joint practices?
A lot. You know, those are far away in my mind. We have, okay, you know, a practice today and a practice tomorrow, and we're going to go watch and review the film from today. Then we're going to, you know, kind of get in our book tonight and get ready for tomorrow's practice, and then come out here tomorrow and compete. And so I think, again, it just we're focused on one play, one rep at a time.
When you are off the field here, what are some of the things that you focus on in terms of, like, knowing where to be on the offense? Like, what are some of the things that you like to look for when you're watching film? Like, not on the field, you know, like running routes. Off the field, what are some of the things that you like to look at?
I think there's a ton of things. You know, we spend the rest of the day here. You know, this is a lot of fun for us. So we go over every single nuance of technique, every single nuance of identification when it comes to defenses, and then mastering what our plays are and what our operation is as an offense. And so we have so many details, so many things that we go over. You're constantly trying to find every single little thing that you can get better at.
So how does the timing work now for the next 5-6 hours?
Yeah, so we'll go from here. You get a little meal, you get a lift, you get a little bit of time to relax, and then we'll go watch this practice. We'll review the whole morning. We'll get that out of the way. Then we'll get a quick snack. We get our recovery in. So whatever you do for that, some guys like the tubs. Some guys get massages. Some guys hop in all these different gadgets that we have around here. And then from there, we start our afternoon. Our afternoon's all dedicated to tomorrow's practice. So that's just preparation. We're installing a new, you know, set of plays. We're building that. We're walking through. And so it's a lot of fun. If you love football, it's the greatest job in the world, because you get to spend the whole day doing it. But it's a blast.
And you're doing it in a new locker room.
Yep. New facilities are awesome.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
I mean, just the fan in me was so fired up for that.
No, it's awesome. Special.
Absolutely. So, you know, Jaden Daniels had this iconic rookie season here, and he's trying to build off of that. You guys are trying to build off of that. The focus, I feel like you can see it. I feel like the fans saw it today at the training camp session. Can you kind of describe the level of intensity that you guys have in terms of, hey, we got to get to work. It's off season. Time's over. It's ready to work.
Yeah. Again, I think that's the special part about this team, is we're so focused on winning one rep at a time, winning every single battle that you have out there. And not only that, but we have fun doing it. And we got the guys that you can't compete against. And so we're having a lot of fun doing that.
Do you have a good competitive rivalry at all with any of the other wide receivers?
I think you're always competing. You know, I think it's so funny. It's a beautiful game, and especially the receiver and in the pass game in general, because you're always competing against the DB. The receiver's always competing against the D-line, because if they get to the quarterback before you're open, you're not going to get the ball. You're competing against the other guys running routes, because if they get open, they might get the ball. You know, so you're always constantly competing, but you're also helping each other out through that. You know, you want as many good players on your team as possible. And I think we're doing that. We're building that every single day through competition.
Luke McCaffrey with me here. I'm Adam Epstein. I want you to try to describe something or elaborate on it. So I was at ACC kickoff last week, and I interviewed one of the top receivers at Miami, and he was telling me about how he slows down his route based on where in the progression he's supposed to be. Can you explain that to me, of like how you know when, how fast to run on your routes? Like, I was confused by that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Totally. I think that's just understanding, you know, football in general, and having that knowledge of when the quarterback's going to look at you. You know, if you're open when he's not looking at you, it doesn't mean much. And so just being able to do that, I think it depends on who you are, whether you're going to, you know, use quickness, whether you're going to use linear speed, whether you're going to use some sort of other cut, and everybody has everything in their bag, but it's cool in those plays when you're allowed to kind of mix it up a little bit and be more patient.
Is there a specific route that you think you can create the most separation in?
That's hard. You know, it's so dependent on what defense is coming out. It's so dependent on, you know, your leverage against the DB. And so I think there's a lot of routes that you can run, but it depends what they give you, how you're going to run it, and what it's going to look like to get open.
Joined by Luke McCaffrey, Commanders wide receiver. Appreciate you taking the time, drenched in sweat. Can you kind of explain to my audience listening how hot it's been this week?
Oh yeah, it's toasty. From a Colorado kid, it's humid out here. So again, I think that's just something that's going to help us, being able to focus when you're tired, when you're sweaty, when the ball's a little wet. And so it's just a great opportunity for us.
What would you say you guys accomplished today?
I think, again, just honing in on that competition. I think I can't harp that enough, but just going out every single play, it's a competition with this unit, and you gotta be at your best to win the rep. And I think that concept alone is going to help propel us to get better every single day.
Luke, good luck this season, man. Awesome.
Thank
gonna
you so much.
Raise hail, all right?
Hell yeah.
Thank you so Thanks much. So much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. It's A-Wide on the road, live from Commanders training camp here in Ashburn. And let's do a little Commanders corner as I recap the action that we saw here on Sunday. And the fans were in attendance in front of thousands of screaming fans. Sunday's practice for the Washington Commanders felt like a day in which the wide receivers made big play after big play. And coincidentally, it happened to be on the same day franchise best 13 touchdowns leader from last season, Terry McLaurin, was in the building, right? He is here. The fines are over. We got to look at the wide receiver room and the secondary yesterday. I thought Mikey Sainristil's highlight play on a pick six was the best moments of the day. Jaden Daniels rolling out. It felt like it was a fourth and long situation or third and long. He just decided to chuck it downfield, give his receiver a chance. Instead, it was the young corner, Mikey Sainristil, who tipped the ball to himself. It lands on him as he's falling to the ground. No contact. He gets up, runs it back to the end zone. A beautiful pick six by Mikey Sainristil. So yesterday, I felt like I was looking at the offensive line and the edge rushers. Today, we took a look at the wide receivers and the secondaries. We continue our training camp coverage this week on AWOD Radio, live from Commanders training camp. But, you know, I do feel like it is so important for the wide receivers, the competition in there, to bring the best out of everybody, and one of these guys is going to need to pop. We'll be joined by Luke McCaffrey today. You feel like he's a lock to make the roster. You feel like Jalen Lane's a lock to make the roster. That's two. All right? Noah Brown, Mr. Hail Mary, has to be a lock to make the roster if he's healthy. Deebo Samuel, locked. So that's four. Terry's five. I think this team probably only keeps six receivers. So Ja'Cory Brooks is a guy that's getting a lot of love. Will he end up making this roster? We'll try to dive into that today on AWOD Radio, as well as a bunch of guests that we'll bring on the show. But here on the Commander's Corner, I wanted to go through some of my notes from yesterday's practice. And I'll start with this. You know, you're getting to see firsthand just how big some of these guys are from our access on the sidelines watching practice. But you also see, you know, the opposite side of that, just how small Mikey Sainer still is. So it's so impressive that the size doesn't affect him. I just talked about the pick six. Like, that was against Michael Strachman, who's probably like 6'4". Sainer still just leaps and got the top of his fingertip to be higher than Strachman's, and that's why he was able to kind of tip it to himself. So the first thing I noticed was how big some of these guys are, but saw how small Sainer still is. But it really didn't affect him. Zach Ertz looks the part, like, hey, a veteran tight end, always talking with his teammates, taking everything seriously, stretching seriously. Some of the guys, that feels like that's a joke opportunity there. You know, Ertz is really working on his mechanics. He's told reporters at times out he kind of doesn't take a moment off. If special teams is going on, well, he's going to go run sprints on the sideline. The veteran is always finding ways to try to get himself better and help his teammates out. There was so much enthusiasm and energy on the field. Comparing that to previous regimes is just impossible to do. I was here at training camp for the Ron Rivera era. I was here at training camp for the Jay Gruden era. And with Jay Gruden, I always thought his offense was awesome. And with Ron, it was like, man, his defense always let him down, which was so difficult to say because he was a defensive-minded guy and a longtime linebacker in this league. But there was just never the same kind of energy and enthusiasm as there is today and as there was all last year. I mean, you got to be honest. Dan Quinn brought the energy with him before this team's record was 12-5. They were 0-0, and training camp had started, and nobody knew how good Jaden Daniels could be, and they were doing these drills, screaming and yelling and jumping over. I mean, they bring the energy at training camp. Lots of thoughts on the running back drills there. It is going to be very interesting to find out who makes this roster at the running back position. I mean, I thought that outside of B. Robin Eckler, the guy I liked most last year was Chris Rodriguez. You know, Stubb knows I called him the fourth quarter man. The fourth quarter man came in, and he would just rack up first down after first down, right? Almost 5 yards a carry. Boom, boom, first down. Boom, boom, first down. And he got into the end zone. He was great in the red zone as well. But does Chris Rodriguez end up on the practice squad? Because Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt comes in here. You brought back McNichols. And you have the element of Deebo Samuel being a guy that can line up in the backfield as a running back as well as a wide receiver. So it will be very interesting to figure out who makes this team. And I will say this, Brian Robinson is determined. He is determined. Determined to not just be a guy that plays for this team this season. I think he's determined to be like a top 10 back this year. Be a guy that breaks tackles, is a menace to bring down. You get him to the end goal line, he gets into the end zone. I like how seriously I feel like he's taking this training camp. There was a lot of explosive plays in my mind from what we saw from Brian Robinson Jr. You know, watching the wide receiver drill, I do think you can really see who has the best footwork. Deebo Samuel, so impressive. You know, everybody, you know, talks about how good he is after he makes the catch. I think it's a little underrated of how he gets open to get the ball in his hands to then use that ability where it's so hard to tackle him with the yards after catch. So I thought his footwork is impressive. Luke McCaffrey's as well. He's very quick in and out of his cuts. Ja'Cory Brooks was the guy I was hoping would stand out. I can't tell you that he stood out in that drill, but I think Jalen Lane did, and so did K.J. Osborne. And we played my conversation, my interview with Dan Quinn, my question, and he even mentioned Osborne. Like, this is a guy that came in last year and it had NFL experience, but then he came into a team that was just doing nothing but winning, and he really couldn't find a way to get onto the field. But there was a reason Dan Quinn and Adam Peters had him back for another year of training camp. I think there's a chance K.J. Osborne makes this roster. Michael Gallup, a little less likely that that happens, but it was cool to see him out there, as well as the other guys on the wide receiver room as we transition to the 11-on-11 drills. That's when you can really see what this team is going to be like. And I told you I thought one of the plays of the 11-11 was Jaden launching a deep. Sainer still somehow comes down with it and returns it for a touchdown. Then you saw Jaden Daniels connecting with Luke McCaffrey across the middle. He really does have good catch and then keep it moving abilities. Like, Luke does not slow down to make a catch or make a play on the ball. Then it was Jaden to Eckler on the sidelines, so reminiscent of times we've saw that last year where Jaden, quick throw, right? I mean, Cliff Kingsbury's offense is a lot of times a lot of quick throw things, quick hitters. Eckler to the sidelines, you know, Eckler just running a quick flare out there, but he's so good after the catch. We saw that again today in the red zone. It led to a touchdown. I noticed that yesterday. I thought it was a really good play. Dorrance Armstrong, so, you know, yesterday I thought the defense won, even though the wide receivers made a couple big plays, and we'll get to that later. The defense had a great pass rush, and Dorrance Armstrong stood out to me. I know Chris Russell mentioned it as well when I talked to him, that on the play that Jaden threw that interception to Sanders still, well, he had to get out of the pocket quickly because Dorrance Armstrong was right in his face. Defensively, I was focusing on Marshawn Lattimore, and I do think you can see a difference. You can see whether he's, you know, in his full form yet or not. You can see the abilities. You can see why he was a Pro Bowler. There's a lot of potential, I think, when you watch Marshawn Lattimore. So we have Luke McCaffrey on the show. Well, he took a hit, came to the sidelines, told us he was okay, but it was something that I mentioned to him in the interview and also wanted to mention on my notes. It's a physical game. The read option to Brian Robinson, he took it up the middle for a touchdown. It's just one of those things where the threat of Jaden going around the outside can pull defenders away. B-Rob was up the middle really nice. So I thought Jaden climbed the pocket terrifically on this 11-on-11 play in which he hit Chris Moore across the middle of the field. Chris Moore, one of the guys kind of battling for that 6th or 7th wide receiver spot. Luke McCaffrey made a really good play in front of a defender. And then I kind of was wondering, well, Noah Igbinoghe, what is his role going to be on this team? Because I do think he is a really good corner. Like, he's a solid corner. I think you can actually count on him. If he's your cornerback 3, I think that's a really good secondary. So I'll ask some of the guys on the beat about Noah and the rest of the cornerbacks in that room later today. But Jaden Daniels one time ran around the corner and took off. So much speed as he's wearing these green shoes on one foot, red on the other, looking like the Grinch mixed with Santa Claus. I love it. But, man, you can really see his speed when he takes off. It's just going to be when does he pick and choose when to run. And he followed that up with another play of, you know, Jaden taking off. I kind of wonder how much of this is going to be involved in the offense, just read option plays for Jaden Daniels this season. He then stepped up in the pocket after a good rush and found Zach Ertz. It does feel like anytime Jaden's rushed, his first read or his first like moment is, where's Zach Ertz on the field? Because I know I can count on him to make a play. Jaden then used a hard count to get the offense, get the defense offsides. I thought that was really cool. Something I wanted to mention: Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt with a good run. If all my listeners are wondering when's Kroski Merritt going to get his update, he had a really good run. But in terms of the guys that I saw returning punts, Jalen Lane was the most comfortable punt returner that I thought. I mean, I told you guys months ago, from what I noticed at Virginia Tech and what I covered last year, he's going to win that job day one. And what I saw, I think he already has. So those are some of my training camp notes here. But certainly the two highlight plays were Jaden firing it to the corner of the end zone, in which Jalen Lane made a play on the ball. And then, as I told you a few moments later, the backup quarterback, Sam Harton, threw it to the end zone, caught, touchdown, crown goes wild. And there was number 5, Jaden Daniels, there ready to celebrate after his team scores 7 points. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.